It's DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. Today is Thursday, September 14th, 2006. And for the next hour, you are going to be entertained by me. And me only. I tell all the bands to go home. Nah, I'm just kidding, guys. I see the listening rate dropping very slowly. Today is a great day for interviews. We're going to have two bands on the show that have never been on the show before. We're going to do a phone interview with the band Quiet Tribe in just a few seconds, okay? And then, even more exciting, well, equally exciting, we don't want to be biased here, equally exciting, the band Decapulate are going to be in my studio. And that's a good story about Decapulate, is a lot of kids I envy, and they say, like, you should have this band on your show, or you should interview my band, and a lot of kids don't believe that I really take their opinions. They think that I just pick whoever I like, and that's the end of it. But this is proof today. I had never heard of Decapulate before, and all of the listeners who are fans of this band told me to get them on the show, and I went and I checked them out. So it's thanks to you guys that they're on. So good for you. You should host my show. There you go. So anyway, we're going to start off right now with a song from the band Zebrahead. They were here yesterday, and it shocked me that a lot of you kids didn't know who they were. I guess I'm old. I'm officially stuck in 1997, you would say. But we're going to start off with the Zebrahead song, and then we're going to talk to Quiet Drive. Here's what you need to do. You need to send me 20... No, I'm kidding. You need to IM me with your name, your age, and how old you are. And then, if you want, you can send a question for Quick Drive. Quiet Drive, sorry. The screen name is Star Idobi. STARIDOBI. Star Idobi. IM me, and let me know your question for Quiet Drive, because I just might ask it on air, and then next time you see them in concert, you can go up to them and you can be like, I asked you that question, and then you can start a conversation. And then maybe you can become their roadie and make no money. Here's Zebrahead. We'll be right back on TJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Drew from the band Quiet Drive, and I am absolutely honored to be here.
Thank you. So you've heard of the show?
Oh, absolutely, man.
You're not just saying that so we'll give you more time on air?
Absolutely not.
What was it? Was it actually told you on the show?
No, actually, our manager was telling me about your show and that you're actually kind of known for being a guy that finds artists before everybody else does.
That's true. Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, The Used all did, I think, their first radio interviews on the show.
That's quite the resume, my man.
You could be next.
Let's hope so, huh?
We shall see. So give us a little introduction. Some of the kids listening are here for Decapulate, and they might not know anything about Quiet Drive.
Well, Quiet Drive is a band of basically high school friends, a couple college buddies out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we've been on the road. We actually just got done with a national U.S. tour, and we're about to start another one. We're going to be doing East and West Coast, along with a little Midwest, and, you know, we're always happy to meet new friends and new people.
And you are on Epic.
Yeah, we are. We're on Epic Records.
That's pretty epic. Pretty huge, you would say, huh?
You know what? They're a great label, man.
How long did that take you to get that far? I mean, that's a pretty big deal, I think.
You know, the guitar player Justin and I have been playing music together since like the 6th and 7th grade. So...
How cute.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then we kind of all met in high school or right after that and started playing some music. So, I mean, over the course of, you know, between, I guess, 6th grade and a couple years out of high school, we managed to land that.
Did you start as a cover band or anything like that, or just...
No, we've always done original stuff. I guess maybe we just didn't think we were good enough to do covers.
Do you do any covers now, though, or just when you're hanging out for fun, or...?
We do, we like to do covers for soundcheck, but we put a cover of a Cyndi Lauper song on our record.
Really?
It was kind of a joke at first. Our singer just started messing around with it in the studio, and it was time after time. And then we recorded it, and we were like, wow, you know, that actually sounds all right. Maybe we'll do something with this. And then between us and the label and our producer, we were all like, hey, we might as well give it a shot, put it on the record. So,
did I not just hear that in a movie? Was that not you?
That was, yeah, we were actually on the soundtrack for John Tucker Must Die, which was an awesome experience to get to have a song on the soundtrack.
That was a good, did you go see the movie and tell your friends that was you in the soundtrack?
Yeah, we went and saw it in San Diego when we were on tour, and we were all, like, cheering during that part, like, yeah, and then we realized we were all a bunch of dorks.
And you stood up, and everyone looked at you, and they're like, sit down.
Yeah, they're like, hey, could you shut up during the movie?
So we're going to ask you some fan questions because we don't have too much time, and we'll see what they want to tell you, okay?
All right.
And I apologize about the static. Kids say it's a little staticky. I'm just going to blame it on them.
There we go.
Let's see what we got. We have... Hey there. How many calls this summer? I went to the show in Anaheim, California, and it was amazing. Samantha, 17.
Dude, Houston Calls was an amazing tour. I mean, those guys are awesome dudes. Definitely, everybody should listen to their music and check out their MySpace, myspace.com/HoustonCalls, and give them a listen. And they're great dudes. And everybody that was on the tour, Dave Malilo, who's a kid out of Florida, just got signed to Drive Thru. He's going to be amazing. Summer Obsession is a band that's coming up, and Self Against City, and another band called Let Go. Everybody was awesome. This is our favorite tour that we've ever done.
Nice. They're very nice guys. Houston Calls brought a BB gun here, and they left it in my house, and now I have it under my bed.
Oh my gosh, dude, I didn't realize they were violent.
So when the fans try to, try to find where I live to meet the band, so I have my gun ready.
Down your door.
Yeah, yeah. Gianna 16 Vegas. I want to know how Quiet Drive CD got into my glove compartment because I never bought it or I've seen them.
That one, I really honestly don't have an answer to, but whoever snuck it in there is a good person. Hopefully she likes it.
Let's see. I broke my speakers, so I can't listen tonight. But please tell Quiet Drive I love them, and I missed them when they came to San Antonio. But when they came with Daphne Loves Derby, they stole the show.
Well, dude, that's awfully nice of them to say.
Why did they break theirs? That's not very nice. You should calm down, right? Breaking their speakers?
Violent kids.
let's see. Are any of your songs based on personal experiences? I would hope so, right?
They're all, you know, it's kind of like writing, you know, like a story. It's all partially true and partially fiction. But I think that, you know, every lyric, every note, you can kind of relate something in, you know, your own life experience. But I think it's always good if people make up their own interpretations for songs, too, you know.
Anybody ever tell you an interpretation they made up for one of your songs that just made you laugh? Maybe
there was something involving mustard and a knife one time. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
That's a good thing to make up, right? let's see what we got over here. We got a lot of just saying they love you, so you know that you're loved.
No, that's nice to know.
Let's see. Why is the drive so quiet?
again, not really sure how to answer that question.
I don't know if that's a real question or not. I think they're just trying to make fun of you. let's see. Here we go. What's up, bro? I've seen you 3 times in Minneapolis, and I just moved to Florida, and the music sucks there. Please come here.
You know, I don't know if that's really a question, but we hit Florida for the first time on this last tour, and it was a blast, so we'll definitely hopefully make it down there soon.
There's got to be some good bands in Florida, right?
Oh, dude, absolutely. Like I just said, the dude Dave Malilo that we were on tour with, he's amazing.
Yeah, less than Jake in Florida, yeah. NSYNC.
NSYNC, there you go, see?
By the way, kids, if you want to send questions, once again, the screen name is Star Idobi, STARIDOBI. Next question. I was wondering how it feels to look into the crowd at a concert and see kids singing your words. Oh yeah, Brandon, we still owe you 30 cents. I don't know what that's all about.
Brandon's a drummer.
Why do they owe him 30 cents?
I have no idea, but he's about the stingiest person ever to live, so I'm amazed that anybody owes him money. But,
it's only 30 cents.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing experience to watch people. It's really humbling more than anything, I think, to see somebody else care enough about something, you know, a piece of music that you wrote and you know, care enough to come out to the show and really love your band. I mean, we all grew up as music fans, you know, listening to music from, you know, pretty much the age that we were old enough to press play on a stereo. And, you know, I still know, like, every MXPX lyric ever written. So, you know, as a musician, I think you have to be a fan of music first. So it's a great experience.
What do you think is better, life in general or slowly going the way of the buffalo?
Ooh,
I can never figure this one out at MXPX.
That's a really tough call. I think life in general has a little more nostalgia for me, so I would probably give that the edge, but slowly going is an amazing record too.
You guys should check out. It's funny because a lot of these kids are young. They don't even really know much about MXPX, huh?
Probably not, although I think they did Warped Tour a couple years ago, so there's, you know, they're still around, man.
They toured with Simple Plan. That was a good move on their part, try to get a younger audience, huh?
Absolutely.
Couple of more. For Quiet Drive, what do you have to say about your friends, Treaty of Paris from Chicago?
Treaty of Paris is a great band, man. They're great friends of ours, and we have nothing but good things to say about them. We wish them well, and we've gotten to play with them on and off a lot, and it's been great, and hopefully we'll see them again soon, actually.
Nice. Couple more. Try to talk a little louder again. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all good.
Hey, do you have a girlfriend? Can you father my baby? He's Victoria, Connecticut, 17.
Yes and no, in that order.
Aww.
Unfortunately.
This is a funny question. I don't know if you're embarrassed about this, but why did you change your name from Sneak to Bombs to Quiet Drive?
Oh, man, that's a story that might take longer than we've got, but it was, we went through a few different identity crises, I think. This is the shortest way to answer that question.
And now you are Quiet Drive.
Absolutely.
But are you embarrassed about Sneak to Bombs? That was a good time in your life also.
You know, it was definitely a good time, and it was kind of an experience of molding two different sounds together. But I will say, as politically correct as I can, that we're definitely happy to be Quiet Drive again.
Sam, Holly, and Casey want to know, you know those girls? They say
I do know them.
They want to know, do you have any close relationships with some of your fans, or do you prefer not to get too close?
We definitely have fans. You know, there's a lot of people that come out to, like, every show in a certain city, or they come out to, like, you know, five Midwest shows, and we definitely are on a first-name basis and, you know, hang out with them as much as we can. I mean, you have to have boundaries to some extent, but you definitely, you know, you make friends, and that's really what this is all about, is meeting people and sharing music with other people. So you definitely are able to develop friendships on that level, I think.
What's your last, what's Kevin's last name?
Truckenmiller.
I want to know if he has any weird nicknames because of his last name.
Truck, K-Truck.
The name is funny already. You don't even need a nickname, right?
Yeah, exactly. Truckenmiller. That's pretty good right there.
Gah! My name, that's how it begins. Gah! My name is Nix. Trust me, they know who I am.
Nix, absolutely.
I'm 16 from San Diego. Wales, vagina. Other than the recent robbery, what has been the hardest thing to deal with out on the road?
Boy, the hardest thing to deal with, that's definitely top of the list. We got our van and trailer stolen recently in Detroit, so that was pretty trying. But other than that, you know, it's just, I think at times, you know, you get to a point where it's like, man, we've been on the road for such a long time, and like everything that everybody in your band does, like the way they chew gum to, you know, their smelly feet starts to get on your nerves. But, you know, at the end of the day, you realize that we're all brothers and, you know, we all love each other and we're all happy to be making music together. And I think, you know, that keeps you kind of in the game.
Good answer, right? Final question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Final question of the day, and then hopefully you can come in here when you're here in October, right? We'll see.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been somewhere random with a fan? Like, have you ever gone somewhere with your fans? Have they taken you to, like, a dollar store or to, like, dinner or something?
Nothing like that I can think of, but we did, when we went and saw John Tucker Must Die, actually, we brought the girl Nix, the one that said the last question, we surprised her and picked her up and brought her to the movie with us.
Wow. And,
yeah.
Why did she get that? Is she just a big fan, or what did she, win a contest?
No, actually, she's a person that's been really supportive for a long time, and she's helped out and done street team work and stuff like that, and we try to, you know, do what we can to reward that and just, you know, say thanks in the small ways that we can.
Wow. Well, hopefully you'll take me somewhere when I see you, huh?
How cute. We'll go out for sure.
We'll go to Amoeba and we'll look up some of our old favorite records. MXPX has like 1,000 albums. We'll just get those.
Yeah, we'll just buy, you know, all 17.
Before you go, dude, thank you for calling, by the way. Can you give us your name and the band? And you are listening to DJ Rawstar.
What's up? I'm Drew from Quiet Drive, and you are listening to the man, the legend, DJ Rockstar.
And if they want to check out your website or MySpace, it is?
www.quietdrivemusic.com and www.myspace.com/quietdrive.
Good radio voice. Take care. We will see you soon.
All right, man. Great to hear from you.
Goodbye.
This is DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. Now with his newfound glory, their new CD comes out next week. And I believe that my buddy Steve Klein will be calling in next Wednesday. So hopefully we'll get rid of some of the static. The next band is the perfect example of what you fans can do. These kids, I'd never heard of you before. And these kids kept telling me about you over and over and over. And then Andrew McMahon was here, and he was talking about you as well. And so they kept being persistent about it, and here you are.
So
they won. Say hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, you gotta talk loudly. Like, I'm really,
what's up?
Like, I'm really not this annoying usually. We just have to talk this loud.
Yeah,
so
you
get
are.
To these kids.
You're pretty good at talking loud, man.
All right, so introduce yourselves. Don't be shy.
My name's Jacob, and this is...
I'm Ben. Double N.
Double N, and we're Dave Capulet, and we play music sometimes.
I have a lighter in my hand.
And you use lighters, which they can't see because we're only on the radio, right?
Oh, there's no TV?
Not right now.
In the studio?
No, there's a vacuum cleaner and a laundry bag, but there's no actual TV right now.
Dude, I like the funkadelic guitar neon lamp.
Thank you. It's right there by the bed. You can see the green sticking
out
of it.
Oh, I see it, dude.
So these kids are listening all over. I think a lot of these kids know you from the band Jack's Mannequin somehow. What's the connection there?
The band Jack's Mannequin.
Because every Jack's Mannequin fan,
no idea.
All of those fans in particular were the ones who got you on the show.
I know that there's been a buzz on the Jack's Mannequin message boards about our stuff, and that's really, really appreciated, by the way. And that's as much as I know. I really just know that the Jack's Mannequin fans have been really amazing to us. Do you know anything, Ben?
Do you know anymore?
I have no idea. All of a sudden, there's just like all these people talking about us, and the Jack Mannequin chat and stuff.
It really came out of nowhere, like in the last few weeks.
I think I was in the Jack's Mannequin chat without even like knowing it.
And did you?
Like, a few people like added.
The JM chat?
Yeah.
Is that why you get freaked out when
I
was in there?
I have a Mac, and I don't know like what chat room I'm in. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong about
PCs
this.
Are better? What?
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 Nah.
Well, how did you not know what chat room you're in then?
Well, because with iChat, you can't, like, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. I've only had it for like
Ben's
a few text months.
Dude, tell him about the lightsaber.
Oh, if you, Mac has a built-in, motion sensor, and I got this program to make a lightsaber noise whenever like you move it around. It's really nerdy, but
it's very mature of you.
It's very mature,
it's
yeah,
very
but,
cool,
but way cool. And my keyboard glows in the dark.
And
you were gonna say, I think you said before, did you fill in some dates for Jack's Mannequin?
We did.
Maybe
did.
That's how they know you.
That could be.
This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I know that.
thank you, Meg8204. Thank you.
She
asked if I know how to what.
I was asking you. You filled in for.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were on some dates with a band called OAR, who was really, really, really gracious and really awesome towards us, and we got to play a few shows with them, filling in the spot for Jack's Mannequin. And I think that's why didn't I even think of that? That's probably how the buzz started. It's pretty cool. It was really fun, and we're really, really glad that we could have done that.
What's good is that you would think these kids would be mad at you for taking their place, but yet that
we
you
were
won them
kind
over.
Of concerned about
we
that
were,
because
we were
there was
scared.
No. There was no like
announcement. Or
anything. Oh,
there was no
marketing.
There was
no
marketing for us.
No, it was like we show up and the kids are like, "Where's Jack's Mannequin?" And we're like, "Oh, well, we're not Jack's Mannequin, but maybe you'll like us." I don't know.
Oh wow! And you're
yeah.
playing these huge plays. Is it the first
it was,
time you played such big places?
Yeah, it was intense, man. It was fun.
What was the biggest? Like 7,000?
I think
more?
7. Yeah, 7,000 was the biggest, and that was crazy for us because I mean, it was really cool. It was really fun. By the way, we're originally from Arizona.
Phoenix.
We live in Encinitas, California right now.
Where? I don't know.
So,
where is that?
It's right by Carlsbad, and like 10 miles north of San Diego.
Why did you pick that area? I'm just curious.
I've been going there since I was like 10 years old, and I'd go there every summer and visit friends. I actually went up with one of my roommates right now, and because we've been friends for a long time, and his brother lived over there. We'd go there every summer and skate and surf and whatnot, and then finally I just decided to move over there, and Jake was in Phoenix, and we would write songs over the internet and stuff, and yeah, that's basically it. And I just told Jake that he needed to move to
we just gotta
Casper says he worked for
okay let me
Casper works there. I think he's being funny.
No, we weren't per se filling in for Jack's Mannequin, because I don't think anyone could honestly replace Jack's Mannequin, but we were gracious enough to be given a spot opening for OAR, where Jack's Mannequin had been opening for OAR in past dates. So just to specify.
Casper says hola.
Hola.
You know Casper?
Hola, Casper. I was talking to you today, dude.
There you go. Casper, you got your 15 minutes right
hola.
There, right? Casper's a celebrity, too, with the Jack's Mannequin.
Casper, I hear Casper's really attracted to Silly String.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Let's play one of your songs, and then we'll take some fan questions.
All right.
We have another half an hour with you. What should we just go in order with one? Or?
I think... Let's see that one, see if try number one.
So what we're going to do?
We'll find out.
We know that between your MySpace and mine and Quiet Drive,
there's about 100,000 people that got this bulletin. Hey. So we know that we can get more than 43 instant messages.
Yeah, that's lame. That's lame, guys.
We need every single one of you listening across the world.
Tell them where to.
We will.
Yeah, good.
Casper loves.
We want at least 100 instant messages.
Go.
Because when Andrew was here, Andrew McMahon, we had over 300. So we can easily do this.
Dude, let's pull it, guys. Come on.
IMS, just tell us your name, how old you are, and what you think of this song we're gonna play. Screen name is Star STAR IDOBI. IDOBI. Star IDOBI.
Star
IDOBI. IMS 45. What track are we playing first?
We're
gonna play a song called "Help Me, Help Me," and it's from our EP, "Living Room Menagerie." So,
all right, DJ Rosser's Punk Rock Show. We're gonna get some instant messages. You're gonna be on air, and you're gonna be as famous as Casper.
We'll be right back.
I forgot it was wrong to live life without the harmony. And all these songs that I'm hearing on the radio, I can't tell if they are real or a joke. Where's all the words that they write with intent to provoke? Now where's your heart, where's your heart, where's your soul now? Help me, help me, I'm dancing with the microphone. Help me, help me, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Where I've been, where I'm from, everybody sings along with the songs, like they're the ones who've done something wrong. Help me, help me, I'm dancing with the microphone. Help me, help me, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Where I've been, where I'm from, everybody sings along with the songs, like they're the ones who've done something wrong.
DJ Rostar's Punk Rock Show is on right now. And also every Wednesday and Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Standard Time.
Wait, what time is it at?
7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. A lot of your favorite bands have been in the studio or on the show at one point or another.
Hawthorne Heights have been on the show. We've had Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, Newfound Glory, Brand New, Taking Back Sunday, Sugar Cult, and more. And guess what? There's actually a DVD that you could buy where you can see some of the hijinks that go on during the show. And that DVD is available directly through me. And you can go to myspace.com/DJRawStar with three S's. Add me as your friend. Check out some of the pictures. Leave some comments.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And you can see who's on the DVD. It's under the About Me section. It's only $15 total with shipping and handling. And you get to see up-close interviews and acoustic performances. Fall Out Boy's on there. Army of Freshmen, The Matches, Motion City Soundtrack.
Dude, The Matches are so good.
Check out the DVD. Check out the MySpace. Add me as your friend. There's some interviews on there. Lots of good stuff. Who's going to be on the show every single week? For example, like I said, next Wednesday, I think Newfound Glory are calling in.
Dude.
I don't know who's physically going to be here yet, but I also know, I'm pretty sure that next Thursday, Gabe's going to call in from Midtown/Cobra Starship. So, it'll be a good time for all. We are back on the air. We've got it at 68 IMs. You're pointing at somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We know
someone we know.
So teach me how to pronounce your name before we go on.
All right. So I'd like to give everyone a lesson because this is a common misconception.
It's grammatically incorrect French.
We are terrible at grammar.
It's hard.
In French.
I'm from Long Island, and I got rid of the accent, but I still can't pronounce
it.
It's...
It's capule.
No, it's...
Day Capulet, so it rhymes, like Day Capulet.
Yeah, Capulet. Yeah, it's
only, it only works if you have a hard English accent.
Yeah, if
you speak French, then you probably can't really pronounce the name.
Right.
Who are your people you wrote with? Who's your posse today?
Oh, we got Lee, our man Lee here.
What's up?
He's a,
I think I put lighter fluid.
He usually wears a Big Bird suit, but he didn't wear it here today.
Not now.
And then we got our friend Sarah as well. She's from Arizona. Soon to be here, so.
Woo!
That's
the 480, right?
One has sex with me.
So is it one half sex with me?
Yes!
Yes! Let's do it!
Over and over.
Besides the actual shows that you filled in for Jack's Mannequin, what else have you, where else have you been?
Las Vegas!
Where have you
We've done
you
a
conquered?
Lot of the Southwest.
Las Vegas.
Southwest?
Yeah, we've mainly stayed in the Southwest as up until now. That could change in the near future.
But is there a demand though? Have you gotten tons of
items
from other?
Yeah, it's crazy, and
I get a lot from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the East Coast is really really good to us, and
I just saw a huge please. What was that?
What was the please?
Shout out to Last Day Photography.
Last Day Photography,
you
we love
them?
You infinitely.
Do you know them?
I got a friend's request from today, I think.
If ever you want to take my pictures, contact me. Hopefully you live in L.A. My man Taylor was taking pictures for me, and I haven't heard from him.
Really?
People come and go, so I need a photographer.
So,
look me up.
So, yeah, Stay Capulet, and,
Stay Capulet.
And, oh, nothing, I was just, oh, she's, or, I don't know.
You're
are
so
you,
confused
are
by
you,
the chat room.
There's so many blinking
lights. Here's what we do. We have a chat room going on where the kids can talk to each other and to us.
Okay.
So, if you want to get into the DJ Rawstar chat room, which you should, because it's a lot of fun, invite yourself into the room called DJ Rawstar, with three S's.
You're welcome.
Or whatever, go to the chat section, other people, send chat invitation, and invite yourself into the room DJ Rawstar with three S's.
Yes.
All right. Let's see what the kids are saying. Let's get some questions. I'm Claire. I'm 17. Next. And I'm in love with Day Capulet.
Are you? Is that real love or is that pizza love?
Yeah. Is it the like I love pizza or is it I love love love?
So much that I actually spent my. Help Me is my favorite. Thank you for playing it.
No problem.
Real love. Okay, that's
real
that's,
love. Love, love. The love.
We can
I'm
talk
searching
to you now.
For the
we love you too. The real kind.
The
I love pizza too.
The chat room's filling
it's
up.
The same.
Shout out to the chat room. We love you. Let's get some response from the chat room, right? Let's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There, anything you say, they repeat in the chat room. Check that out. Say something.
Chris AZ. Everyone needs to go to myspace.com/ChrisAZ for the time of your life.
There's one more you need to check out. Go to our top 8 and add. Maddie Patty.
Maddie Patty.
Maddie Patty's on our top 8.
Someone said, who the hell names their band after Romeo and Juliet?
We.
Freaks.
I thought you did it after
actually,
Romeo and Juliet.
No, it was. It was actually, it was off the less, it was off the less known, novel, it's, or the play. It's,
Tromeo?
It's called,
Tromeo's from Troma. It's a horror joke.
Dude, I have no idea.
You don't have to download Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know.
They're all writing R-O-F-L in the chat room.
Are you really rolling on the floor?
I don't understand that.
No one has ever really done that. Boom. I'm gonna do it right now.
Ben's actually R.L. Felling.
Hey, Ben with two N's and Jacob with a K. What's your favorite song out of all the ones you've released so far?
Paradigm. Or Man in a Wheel.
Ben's more of an old stuff kind of guy, more of a new stuff kind of guy. And
what is old? Because I had zebra head
old,
here yesterday.
Old
no
is like, does anybody know, ever? Has anyone ever heard of the song Wayward Sailor? If you have,
please,
actually, it's on our Hourglass EP. I guess it's not that hard to get.
Anybody heard of Freak Me by Silk? Come on, kids.
No.
Back to the old R&B.
So, I'm sorry. I've heard of I Want Your Sex by George Michael. Does that count?
No. My question is, would you rather be stuck on an island with Gilbert Godfrey or have sex with DJ Rosser?
It's actually DJ Rosser.
Well, actually, they spelled it with two S's, so that's not me.
I don't even know who that is.
You.
I'm
who
DJ
is
Rosser with three S's.
I don't know who that is.
Casper just wrote Hell Yeah.
I'd rather have sex with Casper than a DJ Rosser with two S's.
Me too. Casper is a good guy. Someone said you should have Sex Face in the studio. You guys don't know Sex Face.
I don't know Sex Face.
I'll show you Sex Face after the show. Oh, yeah. I'm Courtney from some gay place that doesn't matter. Their voice makes me horny.
Thank you.
Your voice makes us horny, too.
I love your voice as well.
Have you ever played a show in gay place that doesn't matter?
Yes, actually.
Oh,
twice.
Yeah, that's our favorite place to go.
Twice. We're actually there right now.
By the way.
Oh, that's really George Michael, man. Thank you.
I want to know where you live if it's in the middle of nowhere.
Where's the gay place that doesn't
where
matter?
Where is the middle of nowhere?
I hate when people come.
Hey, I know this guy. Oh,
we know.
MySpace.com/DeCapulet. There's no space. It's just DeCapulet.
Good answer. It's Mark from Cave Creek, Arizona. How did you get started? Jacob and Ben have to be the coolest people ever. They make the best music I've ever heard. I've been waiting all day for the interview today. Dragged on forever. I saw them June 3rd for Journey's Backyard BBQ. Best show I've ever been to.
Wow.
You know this person?
Yes
we
do.
We know
you know?
Him.
You're like going like that or something.
No. I talk to Mark all the time. Mark, you're an awesome guy. You rule, and I appreciate you a lot.
Thanks to Adobe all day long.
And we actually got started, but did we already say that?
Oh, no, like, I don't think we have.
Oh, we didn't even answer his question.
Let's answer
no one ever
you need you? We got started by making a Christmas CD for our friends that had, like, two songs on it. A really, really folky version of Man in a Wheel and Wayward Sailor. We're both really slow and, like, we're just experimenting.
Christmas album or a Christmas song?
It was just like a CD with songs that we
didn't. You didn't cover like
the
Mariah Carey cover.
It was basically
no.
like it was. It sounded like as if I had just been injecting my veins with Joan Baez and like.
Wow, that's gross.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
You
had
a nose ring
coming
out of nowhere.
It was crazy and like Bob Dylan and yes, we
Guitar
play
Hero.
Guitar Hero. Yes, we do.
Killer Queen.
And Killer Queen is our favorite song to play on guitar.
Whenever I go to Best Buy,
that's how I learned guitar, actually.
There's more than one in there.
Whenever I go to Best Buy, there's always people playing Guitar Hero.
Dude, it's so
cool.
Guitar Hero is so cool. If you haven't
It's actually harder to play Guitar Hero than
it
is to play
it
real
is,
guitar.
I've played against like professional guitarists.
I'm not even
and, like, I've like
yeah.
I've had trouble.
Yeah, it's
I wish my guitar had buttons.
It's terribly hard. It's really cool, but But there's a lot of cool songs on it, but Killer Queen just totally kicks ass on that game. I love it.
We got that question already about Romeo and Juliet. Bark at the Moon is so hard.
Oh, man, I never played that one. I'm going to have to do that.
Lexi17, San Antonio, Texas. Your song makes me want to dance, and will one of them date my sister? She's 23.
I'm single.
Send over the MySpace link. How old are you, Ben?
20.
Okay, you can date
a 23-year-old.
Right?
Sure.
What level are you guys on?
This is embarrassing.
What level
I'm on
what
like average, the Guitar Hero levels.
Oh,
none of
oh.
us have made it
level
to
of
hard.
Talent.
I can't do
no,
it.
No, okay, no,
I want
no,
a pet
hey,
dog.
Hey.
What level are you guys on?
We are. We actually go over to a friend's house to play it because we barely have a TV.
Yeah, we barely have TV and.
It's white.
It
so
is
that
white.
That explains it. I think the all
anyone
the uncool TVs are white.
Racist.
If you've got a white TV, you're cool though in my heart. Thank you for having a white TV.
It doesn't even, like, play... It doesn't... You can't even plug cable into it, can you?
I don't know
no,
if
you
can
or
not. I just plug in the PlayStation.
It's okay, because we have, like 1,500 different
you
game
that
consoles.
You notice that really my charm had the screen name all
look
the human
all
yeah.
the roll on the floors.
Up. Be the Muffin Man. You need an RLFL in front of that.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't get the memo.
We just started hard? All right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and answer more questions. Maybe we'll call one of you on air.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
let's do that.
Here is a popular song by Brand New, but I feel like playing it.
What song is it?
What's it called? What's it called? Sick Transit Glory? Whatever.
Glory Fade.
Whatever, yeah.
Great band.
Are you doing that Bamboozle Left?
We are not.
In
no.
Pomona?
No, we are not.
I recommend that all you kids fly in October 14th and 15th to the wonderful Bamboozle Left Coast. Dashboard will be there, plus 44, and 80 other...
Plus 44?
80 other emo bands, I don't know. All right, here's brand new. Plus 44 is Mark and Travis, their new band.
Ah, okay.
Get with it, man. We'll be right back.
I
DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show! Ben just went to go to the bathroom, I think.
Later, Ben.
Or to get something.
Maybe he burned himself.
I don't know.
That was brand new. New CD comes out in November.
There's no battery in this.
And I hope it's good.
Ben wants to shave his
you
head.
You're going to die young and shave yourself?
Ben wants to shave
what's
his
the joke
head.
Here?
I have a razor right here, but I can't.
He wants to shave his
no
head
way.
On air.
Oh, you have to plug it into the wall.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing that holds me back.
What,
there's an outlet over here, dude.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not that serious about it.
Are you putting
it's
something out this year, or did you already do that, or what's
we,
happening?
No.
You'll see. You'll see.
07?
You will see. Yeah, 07 is probably going to be the year, man.
I didn't like too many CDs I got this year.
Well,
can you think of something you got that you really liked this year in 06?
Like, got? Like,
yeah, band, yeah. Like,
I got a.
I was very let down by a lot of my favorite bands,
too.
Oh, so.
Man.
I love the new brand new stuff.
Oh, yeah, the new brand new demos are amazing.
That's November. Hopefully that won't let us down.
Yeah.
No, it won't. It's really good.
Simon.
And the what?
Paul
the Paul Simon album, man. The new Paul Simon album. It's great.
Ben Queller.
Ben
I
Queller
really like
CD.
The new Ben Queller stuff.
What else? There's the...
Only three CDs I really loved this year was...
Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol.
Less Than Jake, and with the Out Crowd, I loved.
Yeah, it's a cool CD.
I haven't heard
of MC Lars put out a cool CD.
Gym Class Heroes. Did they
Gym
put
Class Heroes.
This year?
Yeah.
Gym Class Heroes are
I'll tell you, my favorite new band that I didn't know about until this year CD is Boys Like Girls. You know them?
Yeah. I've seen them on MySpace.
And Day Calculate, of course.
And Day Calculate, of course. And the Format CD as well came out on July 7th. And
I saw them on My Super Sweet 16 yesterday.
The Format are cool, yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some more IMs. Hi, it's Becca from Santa Cruz. Day Cap, you know who I am. You are amazing. You need to come
we
back
do know
here
who
soon.
You are.
I remember you, Becca, and we love you still, and we're going to come back to Santa Cruz as soon as we can.
Let's see. Someone said, please call me. We're not doing that part of the show yet, so that's coming up soon. It's
Wait.
Paige from St. George, Utah. Are you planning on playing anywhere in Utah?
Yes, eventually. And as for the EP, you can get it online if you go to our MySpace. Yeah, I promise you it's worth it.
Your songs are beautiful, somebody said.
Thank you.
Crystal, 16, Cleveland, Ohio. We
love
you.
We love you, JM Chat.
South Carolina. When are y'all gonna do a U.S. tour?
As soon as we
move
can.
To California.
As soon as we can. I promise. I promise.
Wow,
we
I'm an asshole.
As soon as we can. It's hard because it's funding.
I just lost
funding.
All my listeners in the South. Tell Ben and Jacob to say hi to Allie. Ha 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 ha. And Chris Vaughn. I love.
Hi,
you.
Chris Vaughn.
Hi, Allie. Cute face.
You know Allie, cute face.
I don't know. I
don't
yeah.
she have a cute face? What is the inspiration for the song "Take a Drink"?
That isn't our song.
Is that a quiet choice song?
I guess.
I don't know.
Hey, Melanie from New Jersey. I love your music. When you come to the East Coast, I've created a little following out in New Jersey that will be more happy to see you when you get here.
I promise you that as soon as we can, we'll be
hard. It's really hard. Trust me.
It's hard. We're going through politics right now that are going to be worked out soon.
Fly on. I've talked to Fly on before.
Did you miss Quiet Tribe? Yes.
Wait, I have a question for Fly On.
Okay.
How long ago did you make that screen name?
Why?
I don't know. I want to know if it has anything to do with us.
Is Drew an Oakland A's fan from Quiet Tribe?
Well, If I were to guess, I would assume that he is.
I would think so too.
But I can't speak for him.
Do you guys like shoes? What is your favorite kind? Maybe this person will buy you
shoes.
Stilts. I use stilts.
Let's go get
I was walking
shoes.
On stilts.
Let's go get some shoes.
What's the story about being robbed in Michigan? That's not your story.
That's not our story. That's not our song either.
I think we're delving back into the old Quiet Tribe questions. Can I have a hug, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Madison,
hugs are free always.
What is your opinion on the stingray that killed Steve?
I think that's disappointing.
I think it's a lie. I think it's a lie. I don't think.
But perfect because, like, perfect in the sense that he died doing what he loves to do. But disappointing in the fact that it was a stingray and not a poisonous reptile or
dude,
something.
I don't think it's cool.
Or a dragon.
I don't think it's cool people are making, like, pictures. So that's not cool.
Dude,
I'm
that's not
a
bitch. Don't do that.
I haven't seen it.
But
people
dude,
keep sending me videos
how
of him
crazy
being chased
would it
by,
be,
like, stingrays.
How crazy would it be if Steve Irwin found a new breed of, like, crazy poisonous crocodile? and that's what killed him. That would be cool, but it was a stingray. But I don't think it's real, so I think he's living with Tupac.
Oh, they showed the
they're
stingray.
Exploding crocodile.
They showed the kind of stingray, and it's pretty huge. So
really?
Really? Yeah.
I saw a video, and it was looked really tiny. He like pulled this barb out of his
Mike
chest Asper, before he died.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite song
yeah.
to dance to?
Favorite song to dance to?
I know this one.
Don't say Dance Dance. That's not
oh, I was going to say Dance Dance
that's
Dance.
Oh, Dance Dance Revolution?
No. I was going to say Do You Want to Dance by the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to dance?
Oh, Fly On. Wait, we missed a Fly On. Fly On.
She just said dot dot.
I am
oh.
back. I am back. Fly On.
I missed JP.
Yeah.
JP, we missed JP too.
Who's JP?
JP is our guitarist. He just had to leave the band because there's some stuff that he had going on, but we still love him very much.
Oh my god, I'm going to Pomona?
You're going to Pomona, yeah.
Pomona, they spelled it wrong. We did the dancing
what's
song.
Your, oh, my favorite song to dance to is Safety Dance.
What's that?
You can dance if you want to. You can do a friend's behind. Yeah, that song.
My favorite is Toxic by Britney Spears.
Oh man, that's a good one. Yes.
Do you guys
like
Hello Goodbye?
I like some songs.
I like Hello Goodbye. I gotta say, I do. I think they're cool.
Kat from Albuquerque, what are your musical inspirations?
Mine are the Beach Boys, and who else? I know I have more.
Someone say, could you sing "Sexy" back?
Give me a minute.
No. I actually don't own one Bob Dylan CD. I don't think I've never owned one Bob Dylan.
I don't think Bob Dylan
think
sings.
My influences range from Counting Crows to the Beatles to Death Cab for Cutie. To be honest with you.
Oh, the format actually really.
And the format, yeah, they're all such a good band. I can't even take it.
And the Love Blisters.
By the way, if you haven't seen Snakes on the Plane, please do so.
Don't bring that up again.
Kirsten from Texas. I'm 15. I called into your Arizona radio show. This one is better. I said that. What, is there a decap live journal community?
No.
There isn't
so.
A community yet. And that should happen sometime soon. I'm not sure. We'll have to see. Hi, Lindsay.
Let's play another one of your songs and we'll come back and then we'll wrap it up.
Sounds good.
What should I actually play? Two, three?
Two, I believe. Whatever, just play the second track. I don't even know what it is.
Track two. Alright. Do you wanna ask them a question on the air? Please IM us with your phone number and your age. Please don't go on air and then say because we only have 8 minutes left.
Fly On, we love it.
Gotta be quick. Screen name is Star Idobi, Staridobi. I am this now. I don't even know what the song is, but I'm sure it's good. Here we go.
I have. Whenever you guys call
the speaker.
You're on air right now, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Oh, it's going.
Ask us something. If you'd like to, if you'd like to ask us a question, we're on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I love questions. So guys, when are you coming to the East Coast?
When are we coming to the East Coast?
As soon as
we can.
Yeah. Everyone on the air right now that's staying in my dorm room, so you know.
Everyone, we're talking to Lindsay right now, and there was like about a thousand people who were telling us
where?
To call you, Lindsay, so you got a fan club.
Yeah.
Can I holla? Can I give the holla out to those
Go
people?
For it. Go for it. You're on air.
Oh, Paul, Allie, Meg, Steph, Deanna. I honestly have no idea who's talking to you right now.
There's a lot of people blinking in.
Really? I told two people. And I guess they told their friends or something. I don't know.
Well, that's hopefully how it works. Lindsay. Wait. Are you serious? Yeah, she asked when we come to the East Coast. Anyway, Lindsay, we love you, and we're gonna wrap this up. But thank you for talking to us.
I will talk to you guys soon, okay?
Next time, we will talk to you soon.
All right.
This is DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. I'm gonna plug my stuff, and you'll plug your stuff, and then we'll go. Is that cool?
I found I'm Hardcore's dildo.
Where was it?
In your closet.
That's true. All right. What was it doing in there?
All right. Just buzzing around.
Like I said before, if you didn't hear me before, DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show is on every Wednesday and Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Very exciting news, though, however, is that we now film these radio shows every Wednesday. We film them for my soon-to-be TV show on demand. It's the station is called Havoc TV. You can go to HavocTV.com and find out if you get the channel in your area.
Havoc, can I say something to Havoc?
What?
Evic isn't being nice to me. And there's two N's in my name, Evic. I know your real name.
Can I keep going? If I don't continue, then I forgot what I'm talking about.
It's Evic. We want to shout out to John Hicks and Katie Hicks, by the way. They're great.
All right, where was it? All right.
You're talking about filming Wednesday.
So we filmed the TV show. Filmed about like five already. We filmed Jeffree Star, I'm Ghost, Andrew McMahon, a few other ones, Zebrahead. Starting in October, if you get the channel Havoc, which is an on-demand channel, I think it's on Cox.
Ross, you give us a hug.
I think it's on Cox, Comcast, Adelphia, Time Warner, etc.
Ross?
Stop.
Okay. High five?
Yeah. But just go to my MySpace and add me and I'll tell you about it. Anyway, let's do it with the end of this list. Ross, that was what you wanted to tell me? You interrupted me to say, give the boys a hug for me?
Yeah, somebody wants to.
They can't even see it. I love at high speed. Tell her I sent her a letter. Lindsay, I love you.
Lindsay, you have a lot of fans. She should be on the show.
I think there needs to be a Lindsay show.
She can get out of boarding school, yeah, so let's do it. All right, plug yourself before you go.
Go to our MySpace. Wait, what? Plug ourselves?
With the dildo that's in the closet. Go.
Go.
What am I doing?
Your website, your MySpace, how I can email you.
Check us out on MySpace.com/decapulet, spelled DECAPULET. That's two words, but not when you're typing it into the URL browser. So go to our MySpace and add us. We expect...
And smile as much as you can, please.
I think I'm going to light myself on fire.
All right.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you, Quiet Drive, for calling in. Thank you guys for listening. MySpace.com/DJRoss or 3S's Add Me as your friend. Find out about the TV show. See if you get in your area. Find out about who's going to be on the show next, the podcast, the old interviews, the pictures, the comments. I love you all.
Check out Maddie Patty.
Maddie Patty. Chris Izzy.
Chris Izzy.
And, oh, yeah. Everybody, I am us with a big goodbye. So to catch
everyone at one time. Go.
Star Adobe. S-T-A-R Adobe. I am us with a big goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here's your big goodbye. Goodbye.
Come on.